This is the NAB AFL Trade Radio Podcast.
NAB, backing business in moments that matter.
Very pleased to have our next guest on the line. He's been a great supporter of Trade Radio for a long period of time. He's the General Manager of Footy at the Brisbane Lions. David Noble joins us. Nobes, thanks for your time.
No worries, Cornsy. G'day, Lloydy.
Shaping up to be a very busy trade period for yourself, as always. A lot to get through. Nobes, can I just start with Luke Hodge? When are you expecting an announcement from Luke on whether he wants to join the Brisbane Lions?
I think probably this week, Corns. I think, as Luke sort of said, you know, we've had some discussions with his manager in regards to, you know, where that positions him, I guess, as far as he had a few things that are on the go. I mean, obviously, the grand final from the weekend, from that side of things. I think from the playing side, just in you guys this morning, I think he's pretty keen that in his discussions with Fakes, if this becomes a realistic option, that he does believe he's still got a bit in the tank. So I think you're right, Lloyd. I don't think you end up getting someone like that necessarily for your full season, but I think it's what he actually brings, you know, the ability for him to instruct and educate, that on-the-job training is paramount, I think, for our guys at the moment. So we'd like to think that we'd get a little bit more clarity sort of by the end of this week, I think, mate, and then going into that trade week period next week, I think we'll be well positioned to know exactly where we're at with it.
So, Nobes, how would you structure the deal? Would it be a one-year playing, one-year coaching? Have you got that far down the track? In your mind, what's the ideal situation?
Yeah, you know, I think the way to look at it, Corns, is a little bit differently, and it might be what a number of games might look like over a couple of year period, more so than just you know, have it for one, see how you go, move into coaching. I'm not sure if Luke's, you know, sold completely on coaching at this point in time, but I think that's the opportunity that we feel we can offer as a club. You know, having our own NEFL team, you know, we've got 30 guys on our list that are in that 1 to 4 year bracket, so there's plenty of coaching there for him if he actually wants to go down that path. But yeah, well, I think we looked at it not dissimilar to I think the discussions I had with James Podziadli, you know, going back a few years. And you know, managing a player through a couple of years with a number of games in our head that we think that, you know, he can probably play, he probably thinks he can play, and therefore I think you end up looking at that over a couple of year period.
In terms of what Hawthorn would be after, I guess it's a Sam Mitchell situation. You actually have to physically trade for Luke Hodge?
I don't think so. That's probably a little bit of the mechanical piece that we have to go through. You know, we've got some early picks. Potentially, I guess, we've got some academy kids that are on the radar for us. So there's some bidding components. We now know that sort of changed after the last couple of years that you've got to have the same number of picks as the same number of positions on your list. So it's just going to be a managing piece, you know, for us going forward, mate, as to whether or not it's in the national, whether it's in the pre-season, or whether it becomes a late trade. So all those three options are probably still on the table until we work through what that actually looks like for ourselves, you know, over the next sort of week or two.
So in your mind, as it sits right now, Nobes, you're extremely confident, percentage terms, that Luke Hodge will be at your footy club next year?
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we think that, you know, the majority of it is in really good shape. We'd like to think we just need to tick off the last couple of things. We know Hodge's done, you know, his due diligence on with Fags on where the club's at, how it's positioned, where the list is. He's had, you know, plenty of discussions with the family and Lauren about, you know, moving away and coming up to Brizzy. So, yeah, look, we're confident that it's in a really good position, and there's just a couple more, you know, boxes, as they say, to sort of tick through right at the end of it.
David, with the Sam Mitchell deal, obviously, to get him over to Perth, it was a five-year offer with, I think, you know, maybe a year to play and 4 years to coach. Is that the type of deal that you'll need to take? Will it be a long-term contract with Luke Hodge, you know, around the 4 or 5 year mark?
Yeah, it's a good question, Naughty. We don't think so. We think that it certainly probably wouldn't be that length of time. I think that's one of the things, you know, with Hodgie, just to sort of, you know, dip his toe in the water, so to speak, with the coaching. We know that he would be, you know, a great media personality in there. He's got great opinions. Sees the game really well from, you know, from a fan's perspective, being informed through the media. So it's a little bit up in the air just yet as to sort of the length of time, but they're probably the bits that I'll have to work through with Paul and Dom this week, just as to what that, you know, the length of time actually looks like. And I guess we just want to keep those options open for him.
We'll move on to Charlie Cameron. And he had an enormous final series, David. How will this play out now? Well, he's got a year to go on a contract. When do you hope to hear from him on his intentions, on whether he still wants to move to Brisbane or whether he'd like to stay at Adelaide?
Yeah, that one seems to have stuck a bit, Lloydy, with the fact that Fake sort of got, you know, answered a question around a hypothetical. That'll all play out over the next few weeks, I dare say. You know, they're obviously contracted players are obviously still at a club, and so, you know, that area's just got to be really delicate. But I think we'll just have to get through trade period and wait and see what happens with that one. I think, you know, generically our strategy is that we've got to build our midfield depth, you know, more so. You know, Rockliffe's in that free agency window. We need to add some more support in there for Beams, Berry, McLuggage, Matheson sort of coming through. So I think for us the priority is really more the inside mids in that area, and then potentially going back to the draft and building a strong, robust midfield that's going to transform us from, you know, where we are now to moving back up the ladder to play finals over the next sort of couple of years.
Now his season is over, though. Is he, though, a player you want on your list next year, though, Charlie Cameron?
Yeah, yeah. Look, again, mate, we're just really respectful as a contracted player, and I think for us to put our cards on the table under that scenario is just not something that I'm comfortable with at this point in time.
Were you surprised that Don Pike reacted in the way that he did back in August, David, considering the fact that, you know, they had been into Bryce Gibbs, who was contracted? What is the protocol for people in your position, speaking about players? Because the landscape's changed. Players that are contracted can now put it on the agenda that they want to leave. It's an interesting one, isn't it?
It is, Corned. There's no doubt that it's interesting. I know when I first stepped into the list management, I was on the understanding of, you know, contracted players were almost off the table until, you know, you got to the end of the year and then sort of seek permission from clubs and sort of said, hey, look, you know, we've got an interest here, or what are you doing with this particular person? Now, that tends to happen more with list managers, as Lloydy would probably know with his brother. That you do catch up with clubs, you gain what they're interested in, you gain who they would or they wouldn't trade off that, you know, that sort of contracted period. We haven't had a discussion with Adelaide at this point in time. A number of clubs don't like potentially doing it through that finals campaign. Mm. So we'll now, you know, Dom will make an arrangement to speak with Reedy through the next week, through this week, and then we'll head into trade week.
Is it fascinating for you dealing with the Adelaide Footy Club, considering you've got significant ties there?
Yeah, it is. You know, no doubt I was down on the weekend, you know, cheering like crazy, almost as a mad fan. But yeah, look, it is. I guess all it brings is you bring a little bit more intimate knowledge of the, you know, the detail around the players, and you know, you have that inside information, I guess, in having dealt with and seen those players grow over a period of time.
Is there a deadline set on Tom Rockliffe from your end when you want an answer from him, or is it about around whether you would, you know, if it works out for you guys to take the obviously compensation for as a free agency?
Yeah, so I think what happens, Lloydy, is that I mean, we obviously had dealings and discussions with Tom Petrora up until the end of the season, so there was an offer on the table for Tom to consider at that point in time. I guess he expressed to us that he wanted to explore the options, which, you know, we understood and said, yep, that's fine. He was upfront with that. So I would think, mate, by the time we get to the end of this week, that window opens on Friday. Should a club have an interest in him and put an offer forward, we then have a three-day period of which to consider or match from that point in time. So we would think that we would hear something, you know, from his management by the end of the week, I would think, going into that three-day window opening. So certainly the lines are open with Tommy Petrora, and we'll just certainly work through it. But we would think that there's likely to be an offer for Tom that'll be placed on the table by Friday or through the weekend.
So by the sounds of that, David, you would think that Tom will be on the move from the Brisbane Lions?
Yeah, well, I think that's the intent at this point in time, Lloydy. You know, as I said, we had an offer on the table. He wanted to explore, and look, and we haven't really heard different from then. So that's only our assumption that that Tom's going to be considering another option.
Have you worked out what potentially that free agency compensation would be for Tom Rockliffe?
God, you guys are getting all the tricky ones out early, aren't you? It's only 8 o'clock. We actually, no one knows what the formula is, Cornsy. We've tried. I think we've all gone in there with Kenny Wood and said, mate, what's the magic formula, the secret herbs and spices? The interesting one is that with the shift in the CBA this year and the increase of the 20%, probably before this year we were aware of to roughly what the limits were or what the number looked like for someone to be offered a contract, and then as a result it would either be that pick attached to you or the end of first round or second round. So we'd only be guessing. We think we've got a reasonable idea, but we're not quite sure. And I guess if something did come on the table by the end of this week or through the weekend, we would then sit down with the AFL and try to get some sort of indication as to where that sat. So that's about as good as we know. They certainly don't discuss it. We can't get in there and say, hey, if a restricted free agent gets an offer of this, will that give you this pick? The AFL won't do that until the offer's actually live and on paper.
Would you think it would be a pick inside the top 10, Dave?
Well, I think the only option is, mate, that it's attached to your first pick or it's the end of first round or second round. So for us, the end of first, second is almost pretty much the same, simply because of our first pick in the second round is obviously at the top of that that second round. So, yeah, they're the only three options now. So our assumption and our own information is that it's on the total pool or sort of on a total package value. And then it's also to do with age. So whether or not they're a 26-year-old, 27, 8-year-old or a 30-year-old, and then based on the volume of money that a player's been offered.
Speaking of David Noble, the general manager of football at the Brisbane Lions. Now, if Tom Rockliffe was to leave, just looking at your list, he's been a very good player for you, a big body through the midfield, a good leader. Does that leave a void through your midfield? And how would you go about replacing that experience through your midfield?
Yeah, it would. There's no doubt. Tom's clearance numbers are pretty solid. He's got capacity to sort of move forward and also, be able to kick goals. He has done that, previously. So, yeah, what that brings, mate, is that I think that's where your list management's got to be on point in that you have that planning over a 2 to 3 year period. I've never thought that a trade period and a draft operate in isolation. They're always connected together as to how you want to place your picks going into the draft as a result of your trading. This year, we're lucky enough to have pick one, although we didn't really want it. But it does give you that pick. We've got Port's pick 12. So it gives us some real capacity to put and build that midfield together in those sort of first couple of picks that we have. It might take a little bit longer. And then I think what you do, Cornsy, is you work out where the pieces are for someone to come in and support. We think that the band and depth that we've got an issue with is that 22 to 25-year-old group, the group of players that sort of left the club over previous years. We need to redress that where we can over the next couple of years and make sure that comes forward. And with that is probably a target of midfield, some of the stronger bodies that in our next two trade periods over this year and next year, we'd like to bring in, at least probably 3 or 4 or 5 midfielders to build the depth of that midfield out.
I coached a boy at Halebury this year, David, called Luke Davis Uniac. He's one I'm sure you're looking at for that selection at pick one, amongst a couple of others. Just on the way on your draft, obviously in previous years you've lost some players who have wanted to come home. We hear that you like the country boys from Victoria. Is that the way you look at the drafting, or at pick one, it's just best player and best fit for that selection?
I think the landscape slightly changed a bit, Lloydie, in the last couple of years, where I do think you can do a bit more of your draft some needs a little bit. We still conform to the fact that, you trade for needs and draft your talent. I think if there's a line ball and there's, a country guy who may know some players previously through some of the, the Vic Country teams, et cetera, that does come into your discussion. Not sure that it completely influences which way you go, but there's no doubt that I think the country guys, they have a broader skill set, both physically and emotionally. And I think, they've travelled a lot of times. Mum and dad have thrown them in the car. They've played a handful of sports, from basketball to cricket to
soccer to everything, you know, within town. And so I think they just have a broader skill set, mate, that that they bring with them. And the travel probably doesn't seem as intimidating for some of the country lads as perhaps it does for some of the city guys.
Hey, Dave, I'm not sure if you heard my comments earlier about Josh Shackey and where he's at with his footy. Where he's at mentally, really. I love Josh Shackey as a junior footballer. Obviously, he had a good first year at the Brisbane Lions, but had a really tough year this year. Is there a possibility that you'd let him go, or in regards to just to be close to his family, or can you let us know what he's indicated, what he'd like to do as most recently?
Yeah, we've certainly heard the external chatter, you know, that you guys have. We've spoken to Dave Trotter. I mean, look, we'll go back and confirm again, mate, as to where he's at. I know he's away at the moment. We did feel that there were times this year where he was just, you know, physically exhausted, you know, from the loads that he'd probably carried over the first couple of years. And look, and as a result of that, you know, you do tend to have periods where, as a result, you know, mentality, you know, at training tends to wane a bit because your intensity and your energy levels are low. But yeah, look, we'll certainly go back and have a chat to Dave Trotter and just see, you know, where all this banter and this innuendo and speculation comes from. So just to get some clarity. But I think he's away this week, so we'd probably do that going into next week, mate. But look, he is a talent. There's no doubt. You know, his last year and this year's played over 20 odd games as a, you know, as a key tall position player. You know, to put him alongside with, you know, Eric Hipwood and the manner in which they play, and two lefties up forward, you know, one leads up. Josh probably tend to be more of a lead up player. Eric can sort of take the fly and jump and create that contest. So they do form a formidable forward pair going forward.
So you're confident there's no doubt he'll be on your list next year, or like any player, if there was a significant offer from a club and he expressed a desire to go home, you would look at it?
Yeah, look, we're confident at the moment, Cornsy, that, you know, that's where it's at. You know, I guess that's just one that we'll have to wait and see. But our expectation at the moment is that he's contracted. He came back. He trained really well when he came back. He got to the point where, as I said, he was cooked. His numbers didn't provide the energy levels that we thought he did. So at this point in time, we don't see any change.
Before we let you go, Stephen Martin has been spoken about a move potentially back to Victoria. Where's the big rugby at?
Yeah, I sat next to him at the Brownlow. I don't think he's going anywhere. Yeah, I got a bit set up with a few of the players, but anyway. I haven't heard anything from Steph. I spoke to Paul last week, obviously, in regards to Hodgie, but no, mate, we haven't heard anything on that one. Would be a little bit of a surprise to us, but nothing as far as we're concerned in that one.
Well, Dave, you sound like you've got everything under control. You're in a very, very good position this trade period, and thanks for speaking with honesty and joining us on NAB Trade Radio.
No worries, guys. Enjoy the rest of the day.
David Noble is the General Manager of Football at the Brisbane Lions.